Hi guys, and welcome back to the Queen's Corner, the podcast for unapologetic Christian women. Let's go ahead and laugh, cry, rejoice, grow together as we talk about all things kingdom women related. Now, you know, in this crazy world today, the queens of God need their own corner. We're going to get right into today's episode. We're going to be talking about letting go of the wrong community, the wrong tribe. So buckle up, sit back, get you some tea, get you some coffee. I got my Starbucks iced espresso, cafe mocha flavor going on over here. And let's get right into the episode. Today is TQC's second episode. I'm so excited. Last week, we were supposed to do the second episode. It got delayed. There were some things going on. It's okay. Pray for your girl. Hallelujah. All right. So, but today's episode is actually still going to be piggybacking off of the very first episode where we talked about why it really is so important, like, to have the right community and the advantages to having the right community, the right tribe around you, especially during, you know, everything that's going on in the world right now with this P word and how it's affecting, you know, how we get together, how we commune, how we fellowship, you know, having fun, da da da, etc. Lots of people are feeling lonely, right? So we talked about that last time. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about something super, super, super important that's attached to that. And that's letting go of the wrong community. That's letting go of the wrong tribe, because you can't really connect with who's really for you until you disconnect with those that are not for you. So first of all, it's like identifying and acknowledging those people who you've somehow, or maybe you know exactly how, you got connected with those people, and it's not working, it's not meshing, it's not doing what it needs to do, right? It's not making sense. Make it make sense, as they say, it's not doing that. And sometimes it's so hard to let go of that wrong community, those wrong people, right? Sometimes it's not a huge issue. It's just, it's not doing what it needs to do anymore. And sometimes we can go through a lot of heartbreak and a long drawn out process realizing that and disconnecting from that. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. Now, before we get all the way into it, let's go ahead and make that space for the advertisement. You know, us kingdom women, us entrepreneurs for the kingdom, we got to do what we got to do. And as the Lord gives the opportunities, you got to let it be what it is. So just like on YouTube, you be supporting your peoples. I hope y'all follow me on YouTube. Hope you subscribe on YouTube. Asia Marie on YouTube. It's popping over there. Praise God. But, you know, watch those ads because it helps. It helps people. So we're going to give this space for the advertisement for Anchor. I still host on Anchor to this day. I love Anchor. And then we're going to get on into talking about letting go of the wrong community. And we're back. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into this episode, all right? I got my coffee here. I'm ready to go. So first, let me just kind of talk a little bit about the repercussions that come with being attached to the wrong people and not letting go, you know, of that wrong community. Because sometimes we need that motivation and that validation of realizing, like, why it's time to let go? Why it's time to disconnect, okay? Because one of the main repercussions to being attached or aligned or joined to the wrong people, the wrong community, is the drain that it has on you mentally and emotionally, sometimes financially, physically, you know, depending on, you know, how toxic or how just misaligned the connection is. It's often draining. And if you've ever been through that situation where you realize, like, you're connected to the wrong people, you either were in the situation like, this is draining, or you can look back and be like, okay, that took a lot out of me. Whether it's like, every time I talk to you, I feel drained, I feel depleted, I feel like, okay, when's this going to be over? Or every time we hang out, I'm like, this is going to be the last time, even though it'll end up being the last time. You know, it can be draining. It's draining when you are misaligned, when you are not connected with the right people, because it's not right. And you feel it deep down. Even if you get some perks out of it, you feel it somewhere. You feel it oftentimes that this this is sucking something out of me. It's a love-hate kind of thing. And the right community should not be a love-hate kind of thing. That's toxic. And I know we're in a culture that's glamorizing a lot of toxicity, but toxicity is not cute. And as Kingdom women, we call to come up out of toxicity. And that goes for your platonic relationships, your friendships, your community that you're attached to as well. All right. It's draining. Another repercussion is that it often is holding you back, right? Or trying to lead you in a direction that you know you're not supposed to go. Being joined to the wrong people or the wrong community is something that the Lord is going to call you up out of because of the way that it's affecting His will for your life, particularly, and His will in general, right? You are joined to the wrong people or the wrong community if you find that you're always getting tempted into sin, or you're always getting tempted to go back to ways that you let go of, or you know, you want to just do the things that you know in this season of your life or overall are not for you anymore, or that you're trying to move out of. And it can almost seem like whenever you hang out with those people or talk to them or interact with them or whatever the case may be, that it's so easy for you to fall back into that. Or there's just such this struggle, this tug, this internal battle. And that goes back to the first point of the repercussions, that it's draining because it causes an internal battle within the self. Because you know, like deep down, even if it's hard to accept, that this is not right for me, or it's not right for me anymore, right? So there are real repercussions, and it holds you back in life. Because you know, if you're a kingdom woman, you know, a lot of times the Lord will hold other things up until you get something in alignment that He's been trying to get you to get into alignment. And a lot of times being connected to the wrong community, the wrong tribe, is one of those things where it's so important, you know, what you're connected to. Because what you're connected to also gives access to you from those things. And it's like, it's hard to go higher, and oftentimes out of God's love, He won't allow you to go higher or to the next level. If you still have some open doorways to you that cannot go where you're going, all right? So it's like these repercussions, they're super, super duper important, and I hope they're motivating you, like, that it's time to let go. That is time to let go, okay? So the next point that I really want to talk about when we talk about letting go of the wrong community, letting go of the wrong tribe, is that to help you do this, you want to start really paying attention to those gut feelings, and you want to explore them, and you want to validate them. And let me tell you what I mean, because a lot of the time when you're connected to the wrong community or the wrong tribe or the wrong people, the Holy Spirit will be convicting you, giving you signs. You know, you'll feel it deep down in your own soul, like, oh, I don't like this, or oh, maybe this shouldn't be this way, or oh, I'm really trying to you know, and a lot of times we overlook those things, maybe because of the history we have with the person or the people, or because of the good feelings that are associated with it, or because we're people pleasing, we don't want to hurt the people, or whatever the case may be, you know, or maybe it's tied into other things that we're like, oh, it'd be painful to let this go. But something that will help you to let go is to pay attention now to those to those gut feelings. Sorry, guys. Pay attention now. Go ahead and finally make the space to say, all right, I'm going to actually acknowledge and pay attention to these gut feelings and these second thoughts that I've been having this whole time. You know, like, I used to have a relationship, like, as part of a community where I just really felt like I don't trust this person. And it caused a lot of internal, like, battle for me. Like, I just felt like I don't trust this person. Like, I can't fully trust this person. Like, you know, and that we weren't on the same wavelength. And I overlooked that a lot, you know, overlooked it a lot, but it caused a lot of internal battling. And when it was finally time to really let that go, I realized all those gut feelings and second thoughts that I had that I overlooked, if I would have listened to those, it would have been way easier to let go, and this would have happened sooner. So one thing that really helps is now stop overlooking those things. Like, take an evaluation of the community and the tribe and the people in your life and evaluate, how do I really feel about this relationship? How do I really feel about this? How is it impacting me? What is it like to be connected with this person or these people? You know, what is it bringing into my life? What is it drawing up out of me? And finally acknowledge, let yourself, give yourself permission to acknowledge and deal with what comes up out of that, right? And then validate those things, right? So you want to acknowledge them, let them come up, deal with them, and talk to someone you trust, someone who has a level head. You know, the Bible promotes wise, godly counsel, okay? Get some good godly counsel so that you can be validated in the things that are really true and correct and that you should be paying attention to. Because sometimes we'll invalidate ourselves when we're just trying to reflect on it personally and overlook it again or belittle it, minimize it, trivialize it, right? Again, like I said earlier, only to find out on the back end, I should have listened to that. That was the Holy Spirit trying to get me to pay attention and wake up. So do that. That'll really help you to let go, especially when you realize, oh, I'm not crazy. It shouldn't be this way. Oh, I'm not crazy. It is time to move on. Oh, this hurts, but I will be okay. In fact, there's better for me. So pay attention to those gut feelings and explore them and validate them, you know, with wise counsel, right? Another thing, when it comes to letting go of the wrong community, is you got to cut the stragglers. You got to cut the stragglers. You just do. I wrote it like that. That's exactly the way I want to say it. Cut the stragglers. Sometimes in our lives, within our community, because everybody you connected to, that's part of your community, we got some stragglers. People that are not really for us, and we're not really even for them anymore. They're not, something has happened. And for whatever reason, they flow in and out of our lives. And they just straggling on. And we let them just drag along. Like those people in the movies that, you know, are tied to the back of a vehicle or a cart or something. And they just shuffling on the road, attached to the rope, attached to the vehicle, just straggling along. It's like, let it go. Let it go. Those are the people that it's like, you feel like they're not outright hurting me, but they don't really belong in my life anymore as I'm transitioning and maturing with the Lord and with my life and all of these things. Let the stragglers go. Because the issue with stragglers is there's still weight. There's still baggage. And a lot of stragglers, they come closer and they go away. They come closer and they go away. Every time they come closer, you got to deal with what they bring when they come closer. So let the stragglers go. Like, really, I encourage you, write it down, all the relationships in your life and evaluate them. Like, who is who in your life? And who are the stragglers? Why are they stragglers? This goes back to the other thing of paying attention to those gut feelings, validating them. Why are they stragglers? Because they are for a reason. If they really belonged in your life, they wouldn't be stragglers. What's going on there, right? And if it's time for them to go, then it's time for them to go, okay? And then this leads me to my next and last point, and that is, like, one thing that helps with doing all of this is to learn to stop taking it so personally, because that will create a lot of emotional baggage and emotional weight that will make it even harder to let go. But once you realize it's not personal, like, stop taking it so personally, right? Don't make it all about you, especially when people mistreat you. We all, if you take a step back and be honest, we all operate from how we are doing, how we perceive things, what's going on with us, what we've been through, etc. And just like we do, we can do a lot of projecting. Other people can do a lot of projecting as well. And so sometimes, even if you're a part of whatever is happening, the breakdown or the reason why the person or the relationship or the community needs to be let go, don't take it so personally to the point where you cannot disconnect yourself any longer. Don't idolize that thing and take it so personally that you are beating down on yourself, or you are taking responsibility for things you shouldn't be taking responsibility for, or you are people pleasing and trying to control and manage the whole situation when it's time to let go of the situation. Take a step back. You know, a lot of people give the advice of act like you're giving advice to someone else about your situation. It helps me to do that. I encourage you to do that. What would you say if you were talking to another friend, another sister in Christ, and you know, she was tripping all about that? How clear and easy would it be to you if it wasn't your situation? And if it is like that, where if you were giving advice to someone else, it'd be like, oh, well, you should just do this, or oh, oh, don't take it so personal like that. Da, da, da. That lets you know you're taking it too personally, and it's time for you to give that emotional baggage to the Lord and step back. Okay, it really, 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 really will help. And one thing that I do to stop taking things so personally is I allow my mindset to mature past it now. So I almost view my mindset as like, okay, if I were already past the situation looking back, what kind of mindset would I have? One that's not taking it personally, one that's already forgiven, you know, the kind of mindset where I would just be like, you know what, this just isn't for me anymore, so I have to let it go. Like, project your faith onto yourself in this situation. You know, what would you in the future, moved past this already, in peace, flourishing, what would you look back and think or say about the situation? And that's something that really helps me, because my mindset like that usually is, you know what, it just wasn't for me anymore. And I had to advocate for myself, do what was best for me, and let it go. And I'm forgiven and da da da. And it's usually a very calm, peaceful, confident kind of mindset. And I say, you know what, why wait? Why wait for that to just come to me when I can decide that that's how I want to think and view the situation right now? And that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to submit my emotions and feelings to the Lord and ask the Lord for healing and help there. And I'm going to start walking. I'm going to start going ahead and walking, basically, in my deliverance from the whole thing. Praise God. And finally, what I want to say for our last tip on how to let go of the wrong community, the wrong tribe, is. To begin to connect to the right community, to the right tribe, to the people that are for you, to the relationships that are ordained by God and mesh so well together. You be praising God just through the whole thing happening, because you know it's God, because you know it's just right, because it feels safe, because it feels, you know, amazing, uplifting, empowering, with accountability, with all of that good stuff in there. To begin to do that is a big part of letting go of the wrong community too, because I like to tell people, you know, my clients, if you guys don't know, I'm a certified Christian coach. I like to tell a lot of my clients that when you let go of something, the best thing to do is to replace it with the better thing. It's not wise to leave a thing empty, to leave a space empty and bare and clean. You know, it's just like in substance abuse counseling. For those of you guys who don't know, I used to see clients as a therapist. You don't help a person get rid of something, especially an addiction, and leave that bare. You want to help them find the replacement that's healthier, that's good for them, that really works for them, and is not toxic or dysfunctional like what they're coming up out of. The same thing is, you could see a similar situation in scripture, you know, when we talk about deliverance, how the Bible, you know, humbles us in a warning that when a demon is cast out, it goes seeking, you know, and when it can't find rest, it comes back to see what's the home looking like. Because, you know, this is where I was at in the first place. And if it finds it clean and swept and bare, it enters back in and it brings its homies. I don't know, I'm paraphrasing. I love to paraphrase, but it's biblically correct. Don't get me wrong. It comes back, and not only do it come back, it brings its homies. And they have a whole luau. And the Bible says the state of that person is worse than in the beginning. So you don't, because what you want to do is have the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Spirit, the Word of God, filling up that space that is now empty because of that spirit being cast out. And so when it comes to people in your life, oh my gosh, you want to take that same example and you want to refill and replenish with what is right for you. Because, you know, I'm sure you guys understand, so whether it's a relationship or friendship or whatever, when you take a loss like that, you know, sometimes that hurt or even just boredom can cause you to kind of stretch your tentacles out there and go looking for stuff to put in that place that really should not be in that place. And you know it shouldn't be in that place, but you miss what was in that place. You fill the void. So beginning to actually connect with the right community, seeking God about that, and beginning to participate, engage more in and find the right community for you is a big part of letting go of the wrong one. You know, it's a huge thing that helps with not being so focused anymore on what was, because now you are actively involved and engaging in and growing in what is and what is supposed to be, right? And if you got questions about that or you're curious about that and you're like, I've been trying to do that and I've been struggling, I feel you, I get you, I understand. And that's why next week's episode is going to be all about finding the right community, finding the right tribe, right? How to make sure it is the right one and how to get more grounded and connected within that. Because, you know, the Lord really began to do this for me some time ago, and I struggled with it for a long time. And so I want to share that with you guys, because as kingdom women, it's one of the most important things in our lives, of course, under the Lord. Because the Lord often uses people just like the enemy often uses people to impact, affect, have access to your life and to move your life, whether you're transitioning forward or you find yourself being pulled backwards or you find yourself feeling like you are stagnant, right? Whether to promote, you know, joy, love, goodness, the fruits of the Spirit, having a good time in healthy and lovely and safe and fulfilling ways, or draining you. You know, instigating depression and anxiety, insecurity, etc. So make sure you subscribe to the episode, because you don't want to miss that. It's coming out this upcoming Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And so thank you guys so much for listening today. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. And with that, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Don't forget to visit the digital shop. It's on my website, www.ashabethea.com. There's a self-care checklist that may really help those of you who are letting go of the wrong community and may find that like your relationship with yourself is kind of suffering. So check that out. And with that, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye, guys.